for Fox Searchlight, expected for 2014. The company would put it into quick turnaround after Gandolfini's death, about a woman who falls in love with her friend's husband. Slowly, the realization sunk in that this fade-out meant something else. There would be no Sopranos movie. Ever since Don't Stop Believin' went into its last verse in that Bloomfield diner, every fan of The Sopranos had been asking when their favorite mob family would get its big-budget, Godfather-type silver screen treatment, as if that would somehow be better. Gandolfini had been asked about it just a few days before he took off for Rome by a TMZ paparazzo on a Los Angeles sidewalk, and he'd answered that he had no idea. The only time, he said, he was sure it would get made was when David Chase runs out of money. Even that won't be enough to get it made now, because there is no Sopranos without Tony Soprano. James Gandolfini's creation from 1999 to 2007, of the lugubrious mob boss with such mother problems that he starts seeing a female therapist, became one of the most indelibly mythic characters of American television. Tony was a kind of cross between Marlon Brando's Stanley Kowalski and Carol O'Connor's Archie Bunker, a raging id of greed and lust who could make you laugh at the clumsiness of his surgically precise malapropisms. Tony was, with that senator's sanatorium on the issue of gay rights,